Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, September 6, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Republicans vow to impeach Joe Biden if they win Congress. Another scandal derails the Black Lives Matter movement. Urban violence spiraling out of control over the holiday weekend. Airlines abandon thousands of passengers on Labor Day. Also ahead, President Biden's bizarre speech last week. But first, some Republican lawmakers promising to impeach President Biden if they retake the House in November. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene confirming her plan to introduce articles of impeachment. Conservatives claim Mr. Biden should be removed because of the border crisis, Afghanistan, and inflation. Latest polls show the GOP will likely win the House. Control of the Senate, however, remains a toss-up. The leader of the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation, accused of stealing $10 million in donations. According to a lawsuit filed in Los Angeles, BLM director Shelemiah Bowers siphoned the money into his personal account. Bowers was hired by Black Lives Matter founder Patrice Cullors in 2020. Cullors herself had to resign from the organization after buying a group of luxury homes in Southern California using Black Lives Matter donations. Gang violence in Chicago and Philadelphia claiming the lives of at least 15 Americans over the weekend. Philly reporting 400 homicides since January 1st. That's up 30% compared to last year. The city's far-left DA, Larry Krasner, asking the public for help. Quote, "We need your assistance. We need your help to make sure that there is justice for victims, that there is safety in the streets. And that means we need you to come forward and give information. But the citizens of Philadelphia will not do that because the gangs would kill them." Thousands of Americans left stranded at airports on Labor Day. At least 3,600 flights seriously delayed or canceled since Friday. To compensate unhappy passengers, some carriers are offering free meals and hotel rooms. The worst airports for travelers last weekend, O'Hare in Chicago, Boston's Logan, San Francisco International, New York's LaGuardia. The airline collapse is not being addressed by the Biden administration. In a moment, instead of addressing airlines and other pressing matters, the president is attacking Republicans. Right back with that.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, President Biden's speech last Thursday. It was strange. Old Joe Biden standing outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia, warning Americans their freedom is in peril. Warm summer night, Labor Day weekend upon us, few following the news cycle. But the president was on a mission, and here's what it is. Internal Democrat polling now shows a looming disaster in November's midterm elections. Even weak Republican candidates like Herschel Walker in Georgia and Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania have a chance to win. Despite pro-Biden propaganda spewing from the corrupt media, the House is likely to be painted red. The leftists running Joe Biden know this. In December 1944, Hitler was just about finished. His troops decimated, the German people demoralized. But the Führer was not going quietly. He massed his Western forces and attacked through Belgium, pushing back the Allies. The Nazi land advance was called the Bulge. General George Patton saved the day, as chronicled vividly in my book, killing Patton. The Philadelphia speech last week was Mr. Biden's counterattack. His administration is failing. His policy is disastrous for most Americans. So now a final offensive before the November vote. Only CNN and MSNBC ran the speech live because it was a partisan exercise, not important enough to bump young Sheldon from his CBS spot. The president had little to say other than Donald Trump is a fascist, and so are the MAGA Republicans who support him. Yawn. Mr. Biden's offensive quickly ran out of gas, just like the German panzers. Old Joe sees a giant threat to democracy. Many Americans believe the real threat is wild inflation and non-existent problem solving, as we just mentioned with the airlines. It is clear the Democrats believe their only chance in November is to run against Trump again. Trump, the democracy denier, Trump, the white supremacist. It is all so predictable and foolish. Those Americans who fear or hate Donald Trump's return to power will, of course, side with Joe Biden and the Democrats. But the vast majority of we the people simply want a vibrant economy and laws enforced. That is obviously way beyond Joe Biden's capability. So, the Democrats stand behind the president at their peril. He is the problem in this country, not Donald Trump. Joe Biden has been in office for more than a year and a half. What has improved? Give me one thing. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. I'd like to know one Biden policy that has improved this country. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And also, my book, Killing the Killers, remains a bestseller after all these months. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 121 years ago today, President William McKinley shot in upstate New York while attending an international exposition near Niagara Falls. 1 week later, the commander-in-chief was dead. Here is the story behind the assassination of William McKinley. The 25th president was sworn in 4 years earlier. A staunch Republican, the man known as the Napoleon of Ohio, was the last chief executive to have served in the Civil War. In the fall of 1901, McKinley was at the height of his power. The 58-year-old president had guided the nation back from an economic depression and led the country to victory in the Spanish-American War, where his vice president, Teddy Roosevelt, led the Rough Riders. The assassin, Leon Czolgosz, grew up in Detroit to a family of Polish immigrants. He became an anarchist after losing his job at a local steel mill during a labor dispute. On September 6th, McKinley was addressing a crowd in Buffalo, New York, when the 28-year-old gunman fired two rounds into the president's chest. Mr. McKinley stated, quote, "Be careful how you tell my wife." He was then taken to the hospital by one of the first electric-powered ambulances, where surgeons rushed to remove the bullets from his abdomen. A few days later, his condition worsened. On September 14th, William McKinley died from gangrene. His vice president, Teddy Roosevelt, was immediately sworn into office. The gunman was executed in the electric chair just 30 days later. And here's something else you might not know. The assassination led to the formation of the modern Secret Service. Beginning in 1894, the agency began informal part-time protection of President Grover Cleveland after receiving threats. After the assassination of McKinley, Congress requested full-time protection for all future presidents, immediately beginning with Roosevelt. Today, the Secret Service employs more than 3,000 agents to provide safety to the president, the first family, and other high-ranking government officials. Back after this.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.